God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good. Amen. We want to preach a little while this morning on your list. Your list. Jeremiah 35:15. Again and again, I sent all of my servants, the prophets, to you. They said, each of you must turn from your wicked ways and reform your actions. Do not follow other gods to serve them. Then you will live in the land I have given to you and your ancestors. But you have not paid attention and or listened to me. It's time I'd like to go to God in prayer. Miss Gemma, would you lead us in a word of prayer, please? Amen. You may be seated. You have not paid attention or listened to me. I like it when it says in the scripture that I read this morning, reform your actions. I believe we could preach a long time on that in the world today, couldn't we? To reform our actions, to look at ourselves and see what needs to change, how that we need to improve, how that we need to go back to our morals and our values and listen to God and do His will. Today, I believe we all could share throughout the world that our actions do need to be reformed. And we need to go back to doing it God's way. Your list. Do you ever make lists at home? For a lot of you, remember way back in the day, we had the little yellow sticky notes. Y'all remember those? They were all yellow. Y'all remember those days? Now we've got blue and we've got pink and we've got all these other colors. But back in the day, we had the little yellow sticky notes. Why were they called yellow sticky notes? They were yellow. What? And they stuck to things, right? They were yellow, and they stuck to things. I use them all the time. I have them on my desk, have them a little list there, and I'd write down everything that I was going to try to do today. And I always wanted, it always was really nice when I could look at my desk and had no yellow sticky notes. They were all gone. But we all can agree, sometimes a yellow sticky note would go on for what? The next day. Now, if we're all honest, sometimes they went on for a whole week. Sometimes a little bit longer than that. Well, you know, after yellow sticky notes, I started working for the state and had all those. But the state gave me a calendar. So now I took my yellow sticky notes and stuck them in my calendar and also wrote it down in my calendar so I could have all of that together. Now, the big thing about a list is this, and Sheila and I figured this out in going to the grocery store with yellow sticky notes. You can make a great list at home, and you can put a lot of thought into that list, and you both can discuss that list, but the key thing about that list, you know what it is? You have to take it with you. Any of the rest of you ever did that before? Great list. Everything's exactly how you want it to be and all the things in the recipe that you're going to do, and you just forget that list. Most of the time, I know y'all can't believe this, but I was always the one that was blamed for forgetting the list. Well, then cell phones came along, didn't they? My goodness. And one day, Sheila taught me something about calendars, how that I could put my list in calendars. And not only my list would be in calendars, but my phone would remind me. Boy, that sounded really good at the beginning. It sounded so good, you know. Now, I'm going to know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing at 1 o'clock. This is where I'm supposed to be, and so on and so forth. After a while, don't you get just tired of that phone vibrating and making all these noises and all these type of things? But I believe in our life, it's important for us to have lists in our lives. It's important to know where we're going, isn't it? It's important to know the direction that we're going to have in our life. And I believe it's also important to accomplish things, goals that you have in your life, and things that need to be done. So if you look at that this morning, that is your list. Well, today we want to take it a little deeper than yellow sticky notes. or calendars that you have on your desk, or the phones that you have that have all of those dates recorded for you. Today, let's look at how important it is for us to have our list when it comes to being a Christian. Our list in things that we are trying to accomplish in our lives. First of all, you need a list that tells you what you need to change. Your change list. Over in Proverbs 8:32 it says, "Now then, my children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise, and do not disregard it." One thing is for sure, as long as we live, our life will be ever-changing, won't it? Nothing seemingly stays the same. Sheila and I went grocery shopping the other day. And you know, things that used to cost $3 are now like $7 or $8. Y'all realize that? And you're going down the aisle and you're getting all these things. Prices are ever-changing. Our world is ever-changing. And we as Christians, we need to look back over our life and see all the things that have changed in our life. The Scripture says, listen to who? Listen to me. I truly believe today that God has your best interest, doesn't He? God knows what you need. God knows where you need to be. God has a plan for your life. And He's going to be able to help you to change in your life to get you to the place you need to be. But so often, I'm talking to myself now, and maybe it'll hit some of you as well. So often we just don't listen to God, do we? We just decide, you know what? Going to do it myself. Going to handle it myself. I'm not willing to listen to God and do it His way. I believe if you listen to God and do His will, we're going to be, like the Scripture says, and be wise. God is going to give you the best path for change in your life. And I promise you something, and I've learned it too. When you are doing changes in your life in the way that God has planned for you, things go good. Those are the times that you look back and you go, my goodness, aren't I glad how good God is to me? I am so glad that I listened to God and changed those things in my life. But I've also been on the other end. One of the things that we as Christians have to realize, we serve a what kind of God? A jealous God. And it's sort of like when you misbehave at home and mom and dad find out that you're not doing things the way that they said for you to do it. I believe that God can grab you and put you right back in line, can't He? And He'll let you know where you need to be and what changes needs to be done in your life. Your list today, what needs to change? What is something in your life that you need to change? Is it a bad habit that you have? Is it something that you wish? I've had people say all through my life, oh, I could wish I could quit that. Oh, I wish I could stop that. Oh, I wish I could do this. I wish I could stop all of those things. One of the things that I've realized in my life and you have realized in your life, you're never going to stop bad habits until you decide to what? To do it. To do it. But so often, we talk a good game, but when we have to step up to the plate, it's an entirely different way. Is there something you need to change in your words or your actions? What does your life look like? What needs to change? What is that on your list today that you need to talk to God and change in your life? What is your most important thing to do on your list? The most important thing to do on your list. Over in 1 Corinthians 15:2, it says, by this gospel you are saved. If you hold firmly to the word of God, I preach to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I pass on to you as most important, first important, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, that He was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures. What is most important to you in your life? Well, look at your list, right? Is it on a yellow sticky note? Is it on a calendar? Or is it a phone? What's the most important things to you in your life? Well, I think a lot of us would say our family's pretty important, right? My family's something that's very, very, very important to me. That's definitely on my list. I'm going to be there for my family. Well, you know, we all can agree to this. If you've got a family, which we all do, that's good and what? It's bad. But no matter what, I'm going to be there with them. And I'm going to let them know that I love them and I care for them and they're very important to me and they're on my important list. You might say, well, my friends are important. We talked about today in Sunday school, and I think it'd be good for us to do as a whole church. Joe Murphy brought it up that, you know, we've got a lot of unsaved friends, don't we? A lot of people don't go to church. A lot of people that are sitting home right now, at home watching TV or doing whatever else that they may be doing. He gave us a goal between now and next Sunday to invite 5 people to come to church. How many friends do you know like that today that you need to say, you know what, they're important to me and I want to talk to them about Christ. I want to invite them to church. I want to let them know that I not only want to be with them here, I also want to be with them in heaven. And I want them to be there with me. I believe an important part of your list, on your list, your important list, I believe your church family should be there too, don't you? Our church family just amazes me. It's every time we have something here at the church, the old devil likes to start talking to you. Does the devil ever talk to the rest of you? He talks to me. Tries to put a little doubt in there. Well, nobody's going to show up or we're never going to get all those things. I figured last night, you know, being that the preacher forgot to announce about the silent auction until a couple weeks ago, I figured we might have one table full of stuff. Well, we had about, what, 6 or 7 table full of stuff down through there? Our church family is important to us because our church family is somebody that we can rely upon. That is there for us. They should be on our list. They are important to me. But at the very, 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 very top of your important list should be what? Should be God. Should be God. That's the most important thing to me. You know what? I want to make my family happy with me. I want to make my friends happy to me. And as a preacher, I hope I keep my congregation happy with me. But the person that I need to make the happiest is my God. And make sure that I am listening to my God. Hold firmly to His Word. Why? Because He died for our sins. Scripture tells us point blank, He died for our sins. You can take out that R word and you can put, He died for Paul Mills' sins. He died for your sins. He died for the sins of the whole wide world. He is the one that did that on the third day and rose from the grave. And now, because of that, on our list, how important He is, He saved our soul and made us whole again and washed us white as snow. You think God should be on your important list? Well, sure, He should be, because without Him, you have nothing, nothing at all in your life. We have to be careful when we let the world change our list. The world's list would not have God at the top, would they? They would have all different types of categories for you to have. Envy and all these other things and sin and all these other things that are out in the world. And the world wants you to be that list. And that's where they want you to spend your time and your money and your energy on all of those things. Your most important list in your life. Also, how can I be a stronger Christian list? How can I be a stronger Christian list? Over in Proverbs 4:1 it says, "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching." I believe the day that you were saved was a glorious day. Amen? Let's try it again. I believe the day that you were saved was a glorious day. Amen? I believe the day that you were baptized was a glorious day. Amen? I believe the day that you joined a church was a glorious day. Amen? But that's not the end of the story. Being a Christian is something that you work on all the time. When you make a list, where does your church and your God rank on that list of being something that you want to be stronger at? There is so much going on in the world today. And families, sometimes we do not take time for God or church. I was talking a little bit to some of my school friends the other day, and they were talking about the big problem that they have at school right now is attendance. School attendance is important, right, Courtney Sue? If your class is not there, what are they going to learn? Not a single thing. Not one single thing. So now the state is trying to cut, you know, come pretty hard on that. I remember working on that many, many years ago at my job. I would take kids to court on truancy and all this type of things, and they'd order them to go to school, and the kids would roll their eyes, and they'd never go to school, and so on and so forth. Well, I found out from a friend of mine, they're really cracking down on it now. Getting serious. People are going to know they can't miss too many days. So the only way that you can miss school now is that you have to have a note from your doctor or a parent note. A note from your doctor or a parent note. Here's the question. Get your toes and put them underneath the pew a little bit, okay? What would your excuses look like when it comes to missing church? What would God say to you? What would they look like? What would your parent notes look like? They didn't get up in time. They had somewhere better to go or someplace better to be. What would that look like? I believe that you need to go to school to learn. Guess what? You need to go to church to learn. And you need to know what God has for you in your heart and in your life. What would your excuses be? Don't, Scripture says, don't forsake His teaching. Don't forsake His teaching. I believe that we need church on Sunday morning. I believe that. But I believe we need church every day, don't we? You don't have to be in these four walls to have church. It's your time of communion with God and talking to God and understanding more about what God has for you in your life. And lastly this morning, who do I need to witness to on my list? Who do I need to talk to God about on my list? Over Luke 24:46. Hold of them, this is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in His name in all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are a witness of these things. You are a witness of these things. Many of us have received phone calls over the years of friends and family that have passed away. And that's a bad phone call to take, isn't it? Very difficult. I get a lot of those when people are calling me to ask me to preach and so on and so forth. Now, there is a lot of people that I know today, and a lot of I'm looking at this morning, that I know that if I received a call like that, There is no doubt in my mind that heaven would be their home. No doubt. But there's all been, if we're all truthful, there's always been that phone call that you might receive, that when you receive that call, this is what goes through your mind. I wonder if they were saved. I wonder if they were saved. I don't know about the rest of you. That is sort of just a heart-wrenching moment, isn't it? When you wonder to yourself, when you wonder to yourself if heaven is their home. And because you received that call, and because somebody cared enough to let you know that someone had passed, then that person must have meant something to you, wasn't it? And that person must have been somebody that you were around. So the question today is, on your to-do list, who do you know that needs Christ in their life today? Who do you know, if you received that call today, that you would question if heaven is their home? Well, Brother Paul, I've talked to them. I've shared with them, and I've let them know that we'd love to have them at church, that they need to let Jesus Christ in their heart and their life, and they just don't listen to me. Aren't you glad today that God never gives up on us? That God gave me and gave you multiple opportunities. Multiple opportunities to turn your heart and life over to Him. But He never gave up. He kept on asking and asking and asking. Well, Brother Paul, why don't they get, why do they don't like me asking all the time? What are they going to think about me if I keep talking to them about salvation? Maybe they won't be my friend anymore. Folks, I don't know about you, but I would be all right if they got a little upset with me, but somehow they made the choice to turn their heart and life over to Christ. And today, as Christians, I believe that's our big list to do, to let others know about Jesus and let them know how to turn their heart and life over to Christ. Now, at the beginning of my sermon, I made a little funny about yellow sticky notes and desk calendars and phones. But what's on your list? I believe the list that we have preached about today is not on your desk or not written in the calendar or even in your phone. I believe the list that we've talked today is written in your heart. And you know what those things are. You know for sure what the things in your life that needs to change. You know for sure what your list is about the important things in your life. You know for sure what you need to do to be a stronger Christian. And you know for sure what you need to do to win others to Christ. Now, one of the things about the sticky notes, you know, they're real nice and they're real pretty when you put them on your desk or you put them everywhere. And now, as we talk about it, they're just not yellow. They're all kinds of colors. You can color coordinate to your outfits or, you know, whatever that may be. And you got them on your desk and they're there for you and you see them. One of the things that I used to do, and probably none of the rest of you have ever done this before, but when one of those yellow sticky notes frustrated me enough, you know what I would do? Just grab a hold of it, throw it in the trash can. Today you can take this sermon and throw it straight in the trash can. But hopefully you won't. Hopefully you will think to yourself, this is what I'm going to change. This is how I'm going to be better. This is how I'm going to make my list to be more like Christ and listen to Him. This morning, it's your choice. I'm not going to write your list. You're not going to write my list. But you know what your list is. It's your choice today to finish that list and do the will of God. Listen to Him this morning. We have our closing song, Joe and Laurie.